Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It is a pleasure to be with you, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the show the man I endorsed for president months ago, the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Mr. Trump, congratulations on your success.
Well, thank you very much, Lars. And we all heard about that big endorsement that meant so much to me. You know, it was very interesting. I just left Oregon, and I left the state of Washington, and I was there a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and it was an amazing trip with incredible people, and I actually think we have a really good chance of winning both of them. So, you know, I really appreciated your endorsement.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. Oregon's primary is today, Washington next week, both very blue states. So how do you go about winning over voters here this fall?
Well, it's just a feeling that I had. You know, the stops we made in the two places, and the crowds were enormous. They were record-setting crowds, and, you know, it was just a great feeling. I said, this doesn't feel like somebody that's not going to win the state. I know, generally speaking, they go Democrat, but I just feel that we're going to do well there, and we're going to play it as though we want to win those states, and I think we have a really good chance. And, you know, today they have, hopefully everyone gets their ballots in on time by 8 p.m., but I think we're going to do great in Oregon, and it's going to be next week is Washington and state of Washington, and I think that's going to be good also. I think it's going to be great. So we're going to give it a very full play, and, you know, I just felt so good. I have a lot of friends that live in the area. They love the area. One of the most beautiful areas on earth, both of them, and we will see what happens, but I'm going to give it a big shot for the general election.
So, Mr. Trump, you and I have in common that we both have wonderful wives. My wife has been right. A Trump fan in your campaign since last August. I, of course, am a fan as well. What do you say to win over American women who've been listening to the drumbeat of the negative mainstream media?
It is unbelievable, the drumbeat. It's just incredible. I've never seen anything like it, and especially since I've essentially gotten the nomination. It's like it just doesn't stop. You read the New York Times did this massive front page story, and now the women are all coming out and say it's a phony. You know, we had one woman, Roanne, yesterday came out and said that was not what she implied or said. And Donald's a really wonderful person. And I'm so thankful. I didn't speak to the people. I didn't ask anybody to do. Now today, the young lady from Utah came out and said, we're not very serious violations, to be honest with you. In fact, somebody thought it was actually a good story. I don't say good or bad. I say it was a very nasty story, really written, Lars, as you know, with a bad heart. And frankly, the people are now saying it was false and falsely written. The New York Times is, I call it the failing New York Times because it's failing badly as a paper. And financially, it's going to be out of business, I think, not in the not too distant future. But it's the failing New York Times. And they wrote it with evil in their hearts. And the people that are in the story, numerous of the people that are in the story are now coming forward and saying it's not what took place.
But you know, so, this won't be the end of it, Mr. Terrible. Trump. You know that they're going to keep up the attempts to paint you in negative terms about women. And you've actually, on a few occasions, you've kind of played to their tune. You've said things that people have later criticized you for. How do you get past that?
Well, it's true. And, you know, you have to understand, I was in the entertainment business and I was an entrepreneur and I never thought I was going to run for politics or political office. That only happened a few months ago. I mean, you know, 9 months, 10 months ago, I said, all right, I can't stand it anymore with the Iran deal and the incompetent president and all of the things that are happening in this country. And I said, we're going to run. So, you know, I led a very normal life. And if you would hear the politicians talking back room, talking, you know, when nobody's around, believe me, what they say is the same. I mean, it's, you know, they're trying to pretend like they're such angels. They're not angels. And nobody respects women more than I do. And I'll tell you, Hillary is an example. She's married to a man who's the number one abuser of women, probably in the history of politics. And yet they're going to spend $100 million of Wall Street money over the next little while putting on false ads about me. As an example, what I said about Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly called me. And her show's on tonight at you know, I guess, 8 o'clock. But Megyn Kelly called me. I didn't call her. She called me, which I respect that she called me. I say it with respect. And if I said something so bad, she wouldn't have called me. And what I said about her, as you know, wasn't what they portray. You know, I didn't even finish the sentence. And if I finished the sentence, it would have been nose or ears. You understand what I'm saying.
I do.
It was not going to be what they were immediately implying. I never even thought of it. When I heard it a day later, I said, you mean that's what they're saying I was meaning? And the reason I didn't finish the sentence is because I think we were talking about an economic question, and I wanted to get back to the question. It was enough. But that was one. And the other thing is they took a statement that I made about China, and they put it – it's a fraud. They took a statement that I made about China, and they put it into the main part, the last sentence said, about using a bad word. And they said instead of saying it about women, it was about China. And the way they put it in the thing, it was this horrible statement made about women, which is a fraud because they know I didn't say it about women. I said it, I was talking about China when I said this. So, and the way China is ripping this off. So it's really a disgusting situation, Lars. Now, how am I going to counter it? I'm going to counter it by saying that we're going to have the strongest borders. We're going to have the best security with Trump. We're going to take care of our vets, but we're going to build up our military because we're being scuffed at. Our military is being depleted, and it's in horrible shape. We're going to take care of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, by the way. We're going to take care of our country again because our country is going to hell. And you understand that as well as anybody. I understand where you're coming from.
I do.
I think that when women see that, ultimately, that's what they're going to want.
You talked about Bill Clinton as being the worst abuser of women in U.S. political history, which you just mentioned a moment ago. Are you going to hold Hillary Clinton to account in the fall campaign for aiding and abetting him in that?
Well, the answer is yes, because she's taking commercials. Look, if she didn't have the women card, she wouldn't even be in politics, okay? She needs the women's card, and of course she needs to ride on the coattails of her husband, but she needs the women's card so badly, because here's a woman that, if you look at what she's done and the bad decisions she's made, remember Bernie Sanders, who's beating her every week. I mean, it just shows how rigged the system is, because Bernie Sanders is beating her every single week, and he's still not going to win, because the system, she's got all these superdelegates that are given by the bosses. Just like the Republican system was rigged, too. The only way I could beat it was by winning in massively, because you saw what happened in Indiana and New York and all the different states. I won massively. If I didn't win massively, Lars, I wouldn't have been able to get the nomination, because it's all a controlled system. The Democrat system is even worse in a sense, because they have what's called a superdelegate. So
yeah,
this guy keeps winning, and he's not going to win, which is fine. I mean, that's their problem.
So, Ms. Trump, tell me this. What does Paul Ryan want from you to get his endorsement, and are you going to deliver?
Well, we haven't really discussed that, because I can't go off my my views and feelings, because, I don't know if Lars, I've gotten more votes than anybody in the history of the Republican primaries.
You
go
back
to Dwight Eisenhower and Nixon and Ronald Reagan and everybody. I've gotten more than anybody. And we still have, 10 states, like Oregon is today and Washington is next week. We have California, New Jersey. We have many states that haven't even gone yet. And I've already surpassed the highest number in history. So I'm not going to take that and all those people that are counting on me to have strong borders and to have a strong military and to all the different things we're talking about. And by the way, have people come into the country, but they have to come in legally. So I'm not going to take that and just throw it up. I can't do that. So we'll see what happens. But I think they understand. I mean, if you look at what's gone on, we have an a primary process that I guess it's 70 or 71% more people than we had 4 years ago. We had debates that were up to 24 million, the highest in the history of cable television. If you look at it 4 years ago, it was like a tiny fraction of that. And people want this. So you can't take that and just throw it out the drain. And I don't think they're going to be asking me for very much. And if they do, I won't be able to do that, because I'm representing a vast number of people. And you understand that very well. But I'm representing a tremendous number of people that are counting on me because of these views. So I can't just win and then I'll say, oh, well, let's throw that out the window. I can't do that. So I'm sure they'll treat us fairly. The Republican Party has become a hot party. It's become a much bigger party than it was. And frankly, if I wasn't running, the Republican Party would have gotten killed in the general election because they wouldn't have had enough people.
Ms. Trump, let me ask you this. When it comes to handling foreign leaders, people like Vladimir Putin and people like the mullahs of Tehran, are you going to handle them the way you handled your second grade music teacher?
Well, look, they're smart people. They don't respect Obama. And I understand that. They don't respect Putin. Said very nice things about me. Putin actually said Donald Trump is a genius. He'll be the next leader. Well, you know, I really appreciated that statement, but honestly, it's not going to help him. Other than, I think we'll get along with Russia. I think we'll get along with countries that we don't even get along with now. Look at the strained relationships we have with Russia. Wouldn't it be nice to get along with Russia and fight ISIS together, and lots of other things can happen? And, you know, so look at China as an example. China rips us off more than any country ever in the history of the world. Okay, they've taken our wealth, they've taken our jobs, they've taken our money. We have a trade deficit of $500 billion a year with China. $500 billion a year, and they don't even like us. They will like us better than they do now, and yet we will make deals that are good deals for us.
You think Ms. Trump, you can cut tough deals with China, and they'll still end up being our friends?
Sure. I have the largest bank in the world as my tenant in one of my buildings in Manhattan. I have a China bank. It's from China. I sell millions of dollars of condos to people from China. I get along great with China. I own the Bank of America building with a group in San Francisco. I got it through China. 1290 Avenue of the Americas, I got it through China. You know, I've dealt with China. I made a lot of money dealing with China. We can do great against China, but they don't respect our country. They don't respect our president at all.
No, they don't, but you can make them do that. So tell me this. Off politics, you turn 70 in less than a month from now. What happens on Donald Trump's birthday? How do you celebrate your birthday?
I'm not going to celebrate the birthday. I don't want to.
You're not?
I never like birthdays. No, I don't like birthdays. I'll maybe have a very small dinner with my family. I don't like birthdays. I never did like birthdays. It means a year less, right?
The next time
I'll have a small celebration with my family. It won't be anything big.
Ms. Trump, the next time you come out west, you've got to come to Portland. But, you know, this city is full of liberals, but I think you can win them over. But it has a slogan, keep Portland weird. Now, how do you win votes in an environment like that?
Well, you know what? Portland, you can say Portland and you can say keep it weird. But the truth is, Portland, they want security. They want safety. They want to be able to deal with their products can go to China and other countries, not where it's a one-way trade deal. You know, I'm going to renegotiate our trade deal so money comes pouring back into our country so we can save Social Security, et cetera, instead of everyone else. They want to cut it. You know, Portland's going to be great. I think we're going to do very well in Portland. I think we're going to do great. I think we're going to do great in the two states that we're talking about. And no other Republican would even go there. I'll be there a lot because I think we have a shot in both of them.
Ms. Trump, you've been very generous with your time. I very much appreciate you taking the time and look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, Larson. Say hello to your wife. I've heard about that. She's a fan, and I'm a fan of hers, so I appreciate it.
I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Donald J. Trump, the next president of the United States. You're listening to the Lars Larson Show.